This is WOL News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM.
959.
Which means. Get some more.
Welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, we're saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, let's not hold it against me. We'll call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. We are on a mission, a mission. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. Glad to be here. As with every Friday, I love Fridays. Fridays are good because it gives me a chance to jump back on my mission with all my might. I'm trying to make a difference out here in our community. And I think we all should at some point. Our community needs you. There is no room or opportunity to sit on the sidelines. Those days are a thing of the past. That goes all the way back to button-up shoes, Leave It to Beaver, and a few other relics of the past. We're in a new day, so we have to take a new attitude, a new approach. And Marketing Pulpit, we are no exception. I'm actually kind of just getting back, getting my land legs back here. I was out in North Carolina last weekend. I went back down to my homecoming. I graduated from Livingstone College, got a degree in pre-law, political science, changed up and went into business when I got out of school. But every now and then I have to go back down there and get a refresher and reconnect. Yes, man, it's nothing like an HBCU. That's a good feeling. I hung out with my brothers, five of my brothers, all five of us actually were at the college this weekend. We're like a poor man's version of the Jackson Five. It's five of us that were, we have a singing group called the Gatewood Brothers. Matter of fact, we still every now and then get together and put out a song. We put out a song at Mother's Day this past year called Mother Gave Me Life. I wrote it and Daniel produced it. But anyway, we got together and had a good time at homecoming. Now one thing that was really moving about this event was, and by the way, I also have my guest on the line, Miss Pamela Ann Blunt. She's going to be joining me at 10:45 talking about domestic violence. We have a honoring, I don't say honoring, but we're recognizing Domestic Violence Month. Good morning, Pam. Is Pamela there? All right, we'll get back to her. Are you there, Pamela?
Good morning, Robert. I am.
Hey, how you doing down there?
I am well, thanks.
Has the wind blown you away? You all getting the effects of Hurricane Michael?
We got a little of it yesterday, but today is pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. Well, Pamela's calling out of North Carolina. You are in North Carolina, right? You
have a move. I am.
well, feel free to join in. I'm just going to do a little news, but we're going to get to your segment on later on. Matter of fact, tell the audience what you're going to be talking about later on in the next segment.
We're going to be talking about domestic violence, hopefully throwing out some key points to help bring awareness to it, give people a couple of signs that they would be able to recognize in the event that they know or they themselves may be in this situation. So just give out some helpful hints for people to take with them, just some golden nuggets.
All right, folks, that's Pamela Ann Blunt. She's going to be giving out some tips on domestic violence at the 10:45 hour. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we're going to have Accountant Philosophy Day. She's going to talk about some accounting tips. So we are a hub of information over here. I was sitting over here reminiscing, going back to my homecoming weekend. And as I was saying, my brothers and I got together, five of us. We hung out for the whole weekend from Friday to the Saturday. Now, it was my reunion weekend for the class of 1978. And I was charged with the responsibility of putting together a memorial, like a montage, a video of the classmates that had passed away. So this homecoming became bittersweet, because in the midst of making that montage, I came across one of the persons that was no longer with us, And it really just got me angry all over again. And that was Myra Singleton. She was the young lady. She was one of the young ladies who was one of the people who were killed in the Charleston massacre. And she was one of my classmates. So as I was putting this montage together, as happy as I was in the midst of this weekend of celebration, it had a bittersweet memory, because every time I had to go back into that video and edit it and make it change, you know, preview it, her picture, her face flashed across the screen. Of course, I had 21 other classmates also who were deceased, but that was a tough one to take. So I'm coming back from the weekend. I'm full of good memories and happy good times, good hanging out with the brothers and my classmates. But I just want to send out my thoughts to the family of my classmate, Myra Singleton, who was tragically murdered, really, in that Charleston massacre a few years ago. Another thing that I was able to take note of was, man, it's amazing how people age differently. I'm not going to brag, but I think I've done okay for my age. And then some of my other classmates look even, man, they look like they haven't aged a day. Then others, like, life has kind of beaten up on them a little bit. And, I mean, I'm not trying to talk about them, but I'm saying that we age differently as a people, not just black people, but people in general. Now, I came across an article, and it talks about, this is from Men's Health, on things that make you look older. And this is good advice I thought I'd share with everybody this morning. And these are things that you can do to help you look younger and not look as old. One is these things that make you look older: not getting enough sleep. That's one. Number two, smoking. Number three, drinking too much booze. Number four was stress. And five was diet. Now, diet, of course, eating too much sugar and not enough fruits and vegetables, but age you. As I was looking at this list and I was thinking about my activities over the weekend, I was saying to myself, if I wasn't old looking when I got down there, I probably was when I left, because I think I broke every rule on this book, every rule on this list. I didn't sleep enough. Well, I didn't smoke, but booze, well, I'm not going to tell that. But stress, diet, wasn't the best. We got some other things happening this week. As we mentioned earlier, Tropical Storm Michael is ravaging down in North Carolina and really on the southeast. It hit North Carolina, it hit South Carolina, it really hit Florida, Mexico City down in Florida. And the death toll is climbing, even rolled up to Virginia. We had 5 fatalities up in Virginia. I know this area is tired of hurricanes. We just had one delay leave, and another one has come to take its place. Some people are still suffering from the past one. So anyway, we send our hopes, thoughts, and prayers down to people that are affected by Hurricane Michael. I want to talk on a topic also this morning about voting. About voting, we have the election coming up in a little under a month. That's the midterm elections on November 6th. That's when most people will be casting their vote. And there's a voter suppression effort that's taking place, as always, around this time of year, where certain people feel like the less people turn out to vote, the better off they will fare. Not going to call any party names, Republicans. Not going to call any names. But when somebody's trying to suppress your vote, I just say you need to press harder. The best way to fight suppression is to apply more pressure and to push back. Now, what I've decided to do, I've actually launched a new website along with partners, Uber and a few others, called MotorVoter.com. Now, MotorVoter.com provides free rides to the polls to anybody in the country that is served by Uber. So this is a partnership with Uber and MotorVoter.com, the Marketing Pulpit, and Gatewood Marketing. We just launched this week, and we are actually accepting requests right now for rides. Now, what I don't want is for people to start calling me, to call everybody. Don't everybody call on November 11th, on November 6th. So we're accepting our offers right now for free rides, particularly if you can start voting early. Now, there are certain states now that are already offering early voting. People like Arizona, Arkansas, California, Iowa, Minnesota, New Jersey, Montana, Nebraska. These people are already offering early voting. The District of Columbia, they will be starting their early voting on October 26th. Maryland will start theirs on October 25th, and that'll go through November 1st. And let's say Virginia, they're starting theirs on, they don't have their listed. But anyway, if you're in Maryland or the district of Virginia, I'm sorry, Maryland or the District of Columbia, you can start early voting as soon as October 25th and up to about the 2nd of November. And you can take advantage of MotorVoter.com free ride service. This is actually, folks, a big undertaking. I'm glad that we have Uber actually going to be providing. They have about 750 drivers right now that are actually delivering people from one destination to another. So my point is, there is no excuse for not getting out to vote. There is absolutely no excuse for getting out to vote. Now, what I'm also asking is that you can partner with us on this venture. That's right. You can become one of our sponsors. I know some people, you say, look, you're always talking about you want to take folks to the polls, you want to do this and do that, but you don't haul a lot of folks into your car and mess up your good carpet. I mean, whatever the reason, if you don't want to physically do it, support the people who are doing it. And you can do that by becoming a Motor Voter sponsor or partner. You can go to MotorVoter.com, and we have marquee partners. We put your logo right there on the homepage. It's scrolling on the screen. And there's nothing that gives you more clout and a reason to stick your chest out than to say, I'm partnering with Motor Voter, taking people to the polls to vote. I'm joining Gatewood, a marketing pulpit, Uber. Go to MotorVoter.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Ms. Pamela Ann talking about domestic violence. Go to MotorVoter.com, become a partner, or request your free ride to the polls. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere. Marketing Pulpit. Be back in a moment.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton, WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere, worldwide at WOLDCNews.com. Your voice, news that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
And I've told you twice, Marketing Pulpit, we are the No Excuse Center. And that includes no excuse for getting out to vote. Folks, we're living in a perilous time, and everybody can do something. I don't expect everybody to go out here and start a motorboater or to go out here and march. And some people, your job won't allow you. Sometimes your responsibilities, sometimes you're physically unable. But everybody can do something. So Motor Voter is giving you an opportunity to make a difference by supporting us and getting people to the polls. That is our mission. One is to get people to the polls, people who don't have adequate transportation. And the second mission is to give people like yourself an opportunity to make a difference. It doesn't do me or our country any good to sit back after something has happened and say, wow, I'm mad about this. This didn't work out the way I want it to work out. And you didn't do anything. Now what makes that more precarious is a lot of times we don't know exactly what to do. It's like, well, what do I do? March? What do I do? Complain? What do I do? Beat somebody up? No. You can do some of those things. Well, don't beat anybody up. But what I'm giving you as an opportunity to do is to say that, look, I have participated in this process by providing free rides to the polls for people who don't have transportation, courtesy of partnering with Motor Voter, Uber, and the Marketing Pulpit. Go to motorvoter.com. That's MOTORVOTER. And once you sign up, we will put your logo right there on the homepage. You'll be scrolling down at the bottom there with Uber and the rest of the sponsors. And we have different levels, starting as low as $50. That's with the listing sponsor, logo sponsor. We put you somewhere on the page. Then the marquee sponsor, we put you right there on the homepage. I'd like to do a shout out to the nonprofit Holler down in North Carolina. They've just joined this morning to become a marquee sponsor to help get people to the polls. We need you, people. This is an election that could really determine our future. Not just our future, but the future of the next generation. And you have an opportunity now to make a difference by getting people to the polls. That's not a small feat, and that's why we partner with a national sponsor like Uber. You can also call 1-877-235-1162 if you need a ride or know someone who needs a ride. Or you can email contact@motorvoter.com or just go to the website. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. And today I have as a special guest, Ms. Pamela Ann. This is actually, we're acknowledging Domestic Violence Month. And it's a tragedy that in this day and age that we have to, that some of our citizens and people who are near and dear to us have to deal with all the other things you have to deal with in life. You have to worry about some knucklehead out here being violent or abusing you. And that's why I think it's very poignant and important that it's recognized. And that's why we have our guest on the line, Ms. Pamela Ann Blunt. Once again, welcome to the show, Pamela.
Thank you so much for having me, Robert.
Now, I was reading your bio, and the thing that stood out to me was that your passion is advocating against abuse. Now, what is it about this? I mean, tell us how you're involved in this cause.
The reason I got involved in domestic violence or bringing awareness and fighting this thing is because as a kid, I grew up in a home where domestic violence pretty much ran rampant. I saw it every day. I know exactly what it looks like. And by the time I was 6 years old, to me, it was the norm because I had seen my mom beaten just about every day, it seemed like. So if you were to ask me what was my favorite dinner that my mom prepared for me as a kid, I really couldn't tell you. But if you ask me how many times I saw her wear black eyes and how many times I saw her hit and pushed into the wall, even stabbed at times, I could tell you that happened almost every day. My only memory of my father being in our home was of he and my mom fighting when I was 2 years old and my father leaving the house never to come back again. And after that, seeing my mother go into other abusive relationships. And by the time I was 8 years old, my mother eventually lost her life to this thing. So for my sisters and I, to have to go through such things like this, when I grew up and I found out what domestic violence was, I was like, man, I have to be a part of this. I have to be in this fight.
Well, how big is this problem? Because it affects so many households, it seems. I know it's pervasive, but exactly how big is this problem?
It is very big, and the unfortunate side to domestic violence is that it's very hidden. But when we're talking about the stats in just our country alone, we're talking about every 20 minutes, every 9 seconds, pretty much someone becomes a victim of domestic violence.
Wait a minute. Every nine seconds? Wow.
Every 9 seconds. So by the time we sit here and we have this interview, we're talking about almost 100 people who will become a victim of domestic violence.
Hmm.
So we're talking 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men becoming victims within this time frame. It is huge. It is absolutely huge. This is why we have to continue to talk about this thing, because on a typical day, it is reported or it has been said that the domestic violence hotline receives at least 20,000 phone calls due to the domestic violence.
What is wrong with folks? What? God, man, this is crazy. You know, I was checking out the, we've had these back-to-back celebrity trials recently about Brett Kavanaugh and Bill Cosby. Now, that has raised awareness about sexual assaults. But one thing I've realized during these hearings that how reluctant people are to believe the victims. People think people are making this stuff up.
That's a big problem that we face. And for the victim, it is hard because, as we've seen in the media, 10 times out of 10, the victim is oftentimes re-victimized.
Mm.
So the victim is the blame of proving that it happened or being believed. Instead of just believing the victim, we choose to believe the perpetrator. So the roles are oftentimes reversed, where the perpetrator becomes the victim.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this. Now, we've seen the Me Too movement, and it's getting a little, I guess, backlash. And do you think the Me Too movement is helping or hurting the cause of domestic violence?
I think the Me Too movement is doing exactly what it was created and intended to do, and that is to bring awareness to sexual violence and sexual assault. So we are thankful for that. For those of us who have dealt with that as well, we are thankful for the Me Too movement because it is doing that. But what I want people to keep in mind is that the sexual assault, sexual violence, and domestic violence kind of differs. There is that gray area.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that when you start talking about sexual violence, it is covered under the umbrella of domestic violence. However, domestic violence is not covered under the umbrella of sexual violence.
Mm. I guess because you can be a victim of violence that's not necessarily sexual.
Right. A lot of the sexual, when it comes to sexual violence, sometimes these people actually don't know the perpetrator. But in every case of domestic violence that I've seen and that has been reported, the victim always knows her abuser.
Right. It's somebody.
So
right
that's where that gray area comes in at.
That's good.
When it comes to domestic violence, the umbrella is constantly growing. So it's no longer just physical. We're talking about verbal. We're talking about sexual abuse, emotional abuse, economic abuse. We're even talking about spiritual abuse because we're seeing it happen so much even in our ministries and our churches
as well. Spiritual abuse? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. Now, if somebody is a victim of domestic violence and they say, look, I'm tired of this, should they just jump up and go? Is it that easy?
It's never that easy. And the reason why it's not that easy to just jump up and go, and no advocate who has been trained properly, who has been through this, will ever say to a victim, just get out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know and we understand that when we read stats that says that the worst time for any victim is when she's trying to leave or even after she's gone.
Mm.
So we know that that is the most deadliest time for any victim. So we never just say get up and go. But what we do is we want to sit down with them and come up with a safety plan to help her exit, to help get her out, you know, because there's things that they're going to need. They're going to need important documents and, you know, some people need their medications. And if you just up and go, you're going to leave all this stuff. So we want to sit down and we want to come up with a safety plan for them to help get them out and hope that the transition is going to be a lot smoother than them just leaving and having to face the recourse of that.
Yeah, that's good advice. That's great advice, because I think there's a misconception that, hey, why don't you just go? It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
It is. And we want to get people past that question. I always say this. We have to get past the question of asking the victim, well, why do you just stay? Why don't you just leave? And we have to deal more with the questions of, well, why is he abusive? Why does he beat her? Let's deal with those questions and not just him or she. She also, if it's a female abuser, but we want to deal with those questions because these victims, we don't want to keep re-victimizing the victim. They're dealing with this stuff. And trust me when I tell you, it's hard being a victim. It's hard being in these situations. I know my mother probably heard it 1,000 times. Well, why do you keep going back? But people didn't understand. My mother had 4 children. She didn't have the support of family. She didn't work. So what do? You know, we slept outside enough. I'm quite sure that in her mind, she's thinking, you know what? I'm tired of my children sleeping outside. So she would go back. But she was killed after she had left. He broke into our house, kicked the door in, and he stabbed my mother in the same bed that my 2 sisters and I was laying in with her. So it is deadly, and it is hard. So we're not going to continue to re-victimize the victim, but we want to get a clear understanding of why it is that these abusers abuse.
Let me hear this now. I want to have a couple more questions after the break, so hang on there, Pamela. And folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. If you have a question for our guest, Ms. Pamela Ann Blunt, she's an advocate for domestic violence and abuse. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gate with your host. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We're also going to talk today about accounting with our philosophy today. And we also, later in the show, we're going to talk about how to Walmart-proof your business from the big guys. We'll be right back after the break.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere, worldwide at WOLDCNews.com. Your voice, news that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Get some more.
To welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, we're saving jobs, we're saving our community. If you want to join the conversation, call us at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Wrapping up with Pamela Ann Blunt. She's a domestic violence advocate, and we're recognizing this month to help people bring awareness to this problem that seems to be very pervasive in our community. Pamela, I have one more question that just kind of burns. I'm sure some of the audience is interested as well. We know these abusers don't wear a big A on their forehead to say I'm an abuser. What are some of the early signs that you may run into, that you may have a problem in the making? If you can just share that with us briefly.
Some of the things that you may want to look for is accusations. Oftentimes being accused of having an affair, he wants to take control and tell her what she should and should not wear. Mm. Definitely controls all of the finances. Mm. He may threaten to kill her often or kill someone close to her, do harm to the children and even the pets. How often does he have tantrums, throw things, punches the wall? Does he allow her? Isolation is a big thing when it comes to domestic violence. He or she oftentimes tries to isolate their victim from family, from friends, so they're not allowed to go to the family cookout or hang out with their friends without his permission. Everything has to be approved by him. Steals money from her. There's so many different things to look for when it comes to recognizing the signs of domestic violence. How does she respond? What is her body language like? We're seeing that a lot in the media with what we've been hearing. What is her body language like when she's around him whenever he walks into a room? Mm. Does her countenance change? So many things. Well, and all of those things are available on the DVAC website. If not, I have an amazing organization that I partner with called Healing After Domestic Violence at healingafterdomesticviolence.com. All of that information is there, along with someone there who will help her through this thing, walk through it. Even after they're out of the situation, they will walk through them. This organization was formed and created by an amazing victim who went from being a DV victim to a survivor, Dr. Angela Rigsby. So there's organizations out there to help with that. That is just one of the many. That is one that I love that is near and dear to me because I know that they are doing the work. And definitely if they are in that situation, want to get out, they can call the domestic violence hotline, 1-800-799-SAFE, and someone there can get them the resources that they need. If they need to call me, my number is 704-208-0493. You have my email address, so if anyone calls in later and asks how to get in touch with me, you are more than welcome to give that information to them. And we will try to get them the resources that they need and refer them to where they need to go. In some cases, we find ourselves having to do it ourselves. So I just want people who are in this situation to know that they are not alone, that there are other people who are going through this, but most importantly, that there are people who are willing to help. I am so thankful, again, for Healing After Domestic Violence, an amazing organization that has done some amazing things that have helped so many people move from being victim to victor.
Well, what I'd like to do is, if you can make sure I get that information, I will put it right on the homepage. We have an article on the homepage about every show, and we'll make sure that information is right there on the homepage so people can reach out. That 1-800-799-SAFE, and that's a good number, and we'll also put those web addresses that you mentioned. So if you make sure you get that information to me after the show, and we'll make sure we get it right on the homepage in case anybody didn't write it down so they can actually find that information, okay?
Most definitely.
Pamela Ann, appreciate you. You all stay safe down there in North Carolina. I appreciate having you on the show, and we look to having you back again in the future, okay?
We will, and thank you so much for having us and having this conversation.
Thank you. All right, folks. That's Pamela Ann Blunt. She's an advocate in the field of domestic violence and abuse, and we're recognizing that, bringing awareness to it on this month that is so honoring that particular cause. I'd like to thank our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites, for helping bring this show to you every week. They provide actually services in the location field. If you're looking for a place to have your office, a place to meet, have meetings, conferences, someone to answer your phone, someone to have your packages dropped off, mail pickup, anything you need when it comes to facilitating your business, BLE has the resources to make it happen. They have three locations, one in National Harbor, one in Largo, Maryland, and recently they just opened up their Hub Zone office over in, that's in College Park. Now, Ms. Clay, she's not only just a landlord, she's actually also an advocate for business success. She actually has a meeting every Tuesday starting. Matter of fact, she's kicking off this coming Tuesday, October 16th. It's actually called the Using the Law of Attraction as a Way to Grow Your Business. It's a meetup. She has it every Thursday morning, but she started having it in the evening also. And come on out, go to BLE Suites, and the information is right there. But it's going to be on Tuesday, October 16th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 9701 Apollo Drive, and you talking about somebody who has figured out how to use the law of attraction, the universal laws, to grow your business into a successful behemoth. She has those three locations. I remember when she was just a little solopreneur working out of one office. She was doing her little tax business and struggling like the rest of us. And now she has become a force to be reckoned with. So you can get that. She's willing to share that information, the secrets, and how to get your business off the ground. And that's every Tuesday, starting on October 16th. You can call her at 301-322-1700 to make your reservation. You can also go to blesuites.com and then go ahead and come on out. Refreshments will be served. Come on out. They're also having a hub zone. Bernadette and BLE, they're actually a hub zone. And if you've been interested in how to get into the hub zone program, really just what's about. People hear the term, they throw it around loosely, they say, what is a hub zone? Well, actually, you have access to certain contracts if you hire people from certain communities. And so the hub zone program is a big and growing program that's actually been available now to businesses for years, but very few people know how to take advantage of those resources. And that's why they're having this event. This is going to be actually on October 18th, and that's at the BLE office at 9658 Baltimore Avenue. Suite 400 in College Park. You can learn how to navigate the process in the program, and they're going to have experts there answering all those questions about how to take advantage of those hub zone opportunities and resources. And it's a great way to make a difference in some of these depressed communities by bringing enterprise and businesses and resources and jobs, and that's what the hub zone program is all about. And there's some federal set-aside monies, and it's a great way if you're a government contractor right now, particularly, you might want to think about moving into a hub zone and get some additional resources thrown your way. You can also call Ms. BLE, Bernadette Clay, for that as well. That's 301-322-1700, and go ahead and sign up for that event on Thursday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 12:30. And that's over in College Park. That's actually, all this information is right on the Marketing Pulpit homepage. There's a flyer and information and details about these two events. So go to marketingpulpit.com. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I have a business called Gatewood Marketing and Web. And we are doing a lot of things as far as getting companies out here on the web, getting their businesses right, branding their businesses, creating their logos, getting their social media plans in place. And if you have a business and you need help, don't sit on the sideline and let that business fail because you didn't reach out to somebody. It's not that affordable. I mean, it's not that expensive, but it's going to be more expensive once you go out of business. Now you got all these expenses and things hanging over your head when you could have had a chance to save that business by reaching out, getting the help. Call me at 301-839-2836. Call my company or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. Go to the portfolio on the page and look at some of the people we've helped and some of the things we've done. And you will probably see, wow, that sounds just like me. That's the kind of help I need. We're willing to help. Tell somebody who's actually been a client of mine too. I'm glad to, I'm honored that we worked together and we actually kind of help each other out. And that is the person we have our next guest, Miss Falachide. She's not a guest. Actually, she's a co-host. Hey, Falachide.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm always glad when you bring when you brighten up the place with your knowledge and expertise in accounting. Falachide, she's a very seasoned and not just an accountant, but an entrepreneur in every sense of the word. When I look up entrepreneur, there's her face in the dictionary. And I'm telling you what a lot of people don't know, and I'm not going to out you, though, but people be amazed how young you are. People look, I mean, they hear all this knowledge and experience and all over the internet and all these workshops and giving speeches. They think you're about 60 years old.
nowhere near, Robert.
Young lady.
But thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. What are you going to share with us today? I know you always bring something that's really... just change, it's like change the trajectory of somebody's business. What are you sharing with us today?
You know what, Robert, I'm going to talk about 3-year-end tax tips that they need to do, especially if you're a business owner or an individual. You can partake in this too. But 3 end-of-the-year tax tips that you want to do before December 31st.
You know what, Falachide, You know what? It just dawned on me. It's October. Did we hear?
Yes, Robert.
God, I'm thinking we got. I'm saying to myself, why are you bringing up this way up here in March?
Look, if I would tell them now, they're not gonna have enough time.
It's October. You hear me? It's October. It's well. It's time. It's time to hear this information. You know, this time, this year has just has slipped up on me like many other people. So your information is very, very timely today. It is the end of the year. All right, I'm sorry.
It is, Robert. You ready for me, Robert?
I'm ready for you.
Okay. So first things first, you know, you always hear that you want to go ahead on and start making charitable contributions and stuff, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, yeah, so now go ahead on and make your little contributions, whatever it is. It's going to be $50, $20. It helps.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being, Robert, was because Trump, he didn't touch the allowable charitable deduction amount. So we can deduct up to 50% of our AGI to charitable donations. So now, like, how many people in our audience, Robert, know somebody that have a 501c3? That know that they need assistance right now and getting their program jump started and, you know, doing what they need to do to impact the community, a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time now, instead of, you know, sending your money to Red Cross or sending your money to, you know, this place, why don't you go ahead on and give your neighbor that has that 501c3 the same charitable donation that you would have gave the bigger companies, and I think they will have a greater impact.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah.
Hey.
So number two, Robert.
Hey, you threw an acronym out there. AGI, break it down for us.
Oh, your adjusted gross income.
All right. So that's
all the income after your adjustments and after they add up all of your income.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Just in case somebody didn't know what it was. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So the number two, Robert, we need to start taking advantage of hiring our children. So many, you know, of our Caucasian counterparts,
Preach. They
implement this strategy from year two of
Preach.
Starting their business. But us in the African-American community, we don't.
Mm.
So I bring this up because a lady came on Steve Harvey. She was saying, oh, well, you can hire your infant and all this stuff. Robert, she basically set them people up to get audited and failed. But if it's done the right way, Robert, we can save on an upward of 10, and let's get a minimum of $5,000 to $40,000 a year. Plus, if we do what we're supposed to do with the money, our children in 10 to 15 years, Robert, will have over $120,000 saved up by making one $5,500 contribution to their Roth account.
Lord, have mercy. Wow.
So this number two strategy, if it's done before year end, we're able to achieve two goals, Robert, generational wealth and reducing our taxes as well.
Generational wealth and reducing your tax liability. Wow.
Holy exactly.
Get out of here. I'm loving this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heavy stuff.
So number three, and this is it, Robert, we all as individual business owners, if you are a solopreneur, this is the time. Go and get your investment account set up. Go get that SEP account set up. You don't have to make any contributions right now. So don't say, Flash, I don't have the money yet. No, I don't need you to have the money yet. I need you to go get the account set up before December 31st. So you will have the opportunity, if the money was to come around, to now invest the maximum up until April 15th, 2019.
Hmm.
Wow. So it allows us to still, you know, make a tax-free, well, a deferred tax benefit, or, you know. So, Robert, I think this is the time now we just need to take a step back and say, are we in this to change our lives and make impact, or are we in this to struggle forever? If we want to make impact and build generational wealth, we need to implement these three strategies before year end.
All right, give them to me one more time. Just go down the list one more time. Hey, Flossie.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just recap them one more time. Go down the list one more time. Read them off one more time.
Okay, so number one, make a charitable donation to your girlfriend that has that 501c3. Don't give her cash, though.
Okay. Flossie, I think we're losing you. Flossie. All right, I think we had a misconnection here. Anyway, that was Falasha Day. She's with the if you come back in, Falasha Day, I'm wrapping up here. But she was giving us tips on how to take at the end of the year. Don't wait until December 31st. Start making these contributions, hire your children, and do a couple other things that she was able to impart with us. We'll put those on the website. And she's back. Fly today? Okay. Anyway, we'll put this information on the website. But anyway, reach out to her. Her information is on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about Ms. Falasha Day and call her and find out these, get this information firsthand and let her help you go into 2019 the right way with the least tax liability and poise to make that money. Make that share to folks. It's more about than just making money. Use these tax advantages these rich folks are doing. You can do it too. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break talking about how to Walmart-proof your business. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is sponsored by Lowe's on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's that long-term construction near 410. You're down to one lane. Delays down from the Beltway on the inner loop at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It was an accident in the left lane. Delays from 95 in College Park to get past it. Hurry into Lowe's for savings on everything you need to get started on fall projects like overseeding and feeding your lawn or perking up your curb appeal with new mulch and fall plants. Whatever's on your to-do list, start now and save at Lowe's. Now your WOL weather forecast sponsored by Burger King for today. Sunny, windy, a high near 63, partly cloudy overnight down to 49. And for tomorrow, morning showers, then partly cloudy in the afternoon and a high near 59. The Burger King has gone crazy. He's giving you 10 chicken nuggets for just a dollar. 10 nuggets, just a buck. Now at Burger King, limited time only at participating restaurants. Steve Hershorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM WOL, where information.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save every day on every job. Working on a kitchen or bathroom? Right now you can take 10% off all American Olean subway tile and enhance the look of any property. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 10/14 while supplies last, U.S. only.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
This is Reverend Al Shopton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Shopton, WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the Morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, The Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere. Worldwide at WOLDCnews.com. Your voice. News that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. And I have a great co-host lineup and guest that helped me deliver this important information to you, the listener. I'd like to thank you, the listener, for hanging in here with me for the past 8 years. I've gotten to know some of you personally, met you at events. Some have become clients. Some have just come by the office to sit down and chat and tell me about your company so that we can find out how we can help you and move you into the right direction. I have people like Ms. Falashade, who was with us earlier, to help us keep us on the road financial-wise. And we actually also bring in great guests like Ms. Pamela Blunt, who was talking to us about domestic abuse. And she gave out the hotline number. That's 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E. And so if you find yourself in a situation where you feel like somebody's really not treating you right, then you don't have to take it. Her advice also was don't just jump up and run out the door, because that's when you're probably at the most risk. And you can reach out to her. That's Ms. Pamela Blunt at 704-208-0493. And you can also go to www.healingafterdv.com. That's healingafterdomesticviolence.com. My company is Gatewood Marketing. You can find out more about my company at gatewoodmarketing.com. And let us help you move your company into the next level. The old Chinese proverb says that if you're, it's like riding a bicycle. You can't stay in one place. You either move forward or you just simply fall over. And we do not want that to be you. Also, we'd like to remind you about motorvoter.com. We have partnered with Uber to drive people to the polls free of charge. So if you know someone who's elderly, a student, or someone who's lacking transportation, that's no excuse not to vote, courtesy of motorvoter.com. We are moving people to the polls all over the country, and we're using Uber's 750-plus drivers to help get you to those polls. That's a partnership venture. Now, we still have some expenses, and we still could use your help to make this a reality. So instead of sitting on the sidelines complaining and saying, hey, I wish I had done something after the fact, you can do something now by becoming one of our sponsors and partners. Go to motorvoter.com and let us announce you on the show. Each person who becomes a sponsor, we will announce you on the show and let people know that you have joined us in this effort. You've joined Uber, Gatewood Marketing, Marketing Pulpit, and we just had Holler, the nonprofit out of North Carolina. They just joined this morning as a marquee partner, and their logo is scrolling right there on the homepage with all the others. We have some events coming up also. Business conference, Mr. Darrell Spears, he's having a big event coming up on November 10th. And if you're a business owner or if you know someone who's in the business, then you need to come on out to that. It's the Business Connection Conference. That's going to be four different media outlets there streaming the event, and you're going to be interviewed by these outlets, and a great way to get your business name out there and brand and find out, let people know what you're about, to tell your story. There are workshops in all different aspects of business. There are authors there, and everybody who signs up for the conference get a free book of their choice from one of those authors. It's also having a healthy slant because they're going to be having free smoothies for everybody that shows up, and other types of healthy snacks. There's going to be a great lineup of speakers, the event bookstore, and there's a consultation services in the knowledge zones. This is actually a great, great event. It's on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit in our event section. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about the Business Connection Conference is taking place on November 10th. And Mr. Daryl Spears and Elite Conversations, they're putting this event on, and it's something you really want to come on out and take advantage of. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to run up until 6 o'clock in the evening, and it's an all-day event, so bring your walking shoes. But there will be places to sit down and snack and talk and get to know some of the people that are there in little cutouts where you can sit around and talk to somebody, tell your story. And it's a new platform they're going to introduce called RISE, R-I-S-E. So come on out. That's the Knowledge Zone and Business Row, Media Row, workshops, free book, free smoothies, free snacks from Chick-fil-A and all kind of good stuff. That's going to be at the Business Connection Conference. Go to marketingpulpit.com, and all the information there on how to register is right there on the homepage, and click on that link and it will take you to that event. Also coming up is the Home Buying Debt to Wealth Seminar sponsored by Ms. Kia Coppage. We've had this event every month since March. I am the MC, and we have had ourselves a great time. We've actually changed some lives with this event. People, just go to the testimonials. Just go to the Marketing Pulpit. We have actually a short video that talks about how people have been, how their lives have been changed. People's credit scores have been improved. Some people have moved out of debt by getting rid of this heavy weight of debt. People have bought homes. People have reduced their mortgages. People have learned about insurance and how to use insurance to generate and garner wealth. We've talked about asset protection. We've had attorneys. And it's every month it's a new treat. So some people have come back really almost to every event, and they leave with new knowledge each and every time. You can go to Marketing Pulpit and find the event right there on the homepage on our event section. You can also call them at 202-725-9843. That's at the Beko Center in Lanham at 4425 Forbes Boulevard. That's in Lanham, Maryland. And that's the Home Buying Debt to Wealth Seminar. Now, I'm going to put on my robe here for a minute as we get into our sermon on how to Walmart-proof your business. And when I say Walmart-proof, I'm kind of picking on Walmart, but it's any of these big companies like Amazon, Walmart. These guys seem to be just gobbling up small companies right and left. And it's really hard out here for a small company. If you have been out here struggling trying to figure out how to make it, then you're not alone. It's affecting everyone who's in business. Well, it's getting harder and harder to survive, but it's not impossible if you take some of this advice. And you really got to stick with it. Stay true to your purpose. And quickly, I'm going to give you some tips on how to at least have a fighting chance. Number one is to create a niche market. There are some markets out here that are just too small for Walmart and Amazon. They really just don't have time. They're not going to get down in the weeds and figure out the how-to, the specific benefits and needs of certain audiences. And you may need to just repurpose your business and stop trying to be a generalist and focus on a very small key area. You might cut down on some of your SKUs, cut out some of your services, or at least not focus as much resources on those services and niche, do laser focus on certain services. Here's one that's always good, and that's excellent service. Provide better service. Just wow your people. Build those relationships. That's the other one. Build personal relationships with your customers. That's something that Amazon, that's Walmart, I mean, they're doing the best they can, but it's usually done by AI and robots. You can still beat them at this game by providing that personal service and building those personal relationships. Another thing you could do is find their weaknesses. In war, we call that flanking. Flank them. Find out what it is that people dislike about them, and then you need to come in and fill that void and become better. For instance, if you don't like crowds, a lot of people don't like crowds of Walmart. They don't want to go in there and be among a million people. Then you might use that as one of your benefits of why somebody might come to you. Free parking, easy access, and so forth. So find out what it is that they're lacking, and you need to jump on their weakness, flank them, and put laser focus on it. Another thing you can do is gang up on them. Get you some friends and partners and coworkers and other business owners and try to use strength in numbers. Use strength in numbers. It's hard to fight any foe by yourself. So what you want to do is make sure that you have resources and gang up, get some other people on your team and try to fight them with numbers. And last but definitely not least, I hate to say it, folks, if you can't beat them, you join them. There's always the option of partnering. You can partner with Walmart. You can partner with some of these big companies, become a vendor, go in and find out you can offer your services through their platform. And sometimes that's also a available route. So, folks, you don't have to throw in the towel just yet. There are ways to do it. You just got to be smart. Just keep changing. Keep getting better. Find that opening. And you, too, can survive in the era of Walmart and Amazon. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today. I am Robert Gatewood. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'll be back next week at the same time. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Also, don't forget my company, Gatewood Marketing and Web. If you need a website, put up on time that works and somebody to train you on how to maintain that website, somebody who's local, somebody who knows this stuff, then call my company, Gatewood Marketing and Web, at 301-839-2836. Also, if you want to advertise your business and promote your company on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, also call me, 301-839-2836. And that's going to wrap up the show for today. Don't forget to go to motorvoter.com. And if you know somebody who needs a ride to the poll, then call us. Go to motorvoter.com. Register also to become one of our partners. And we'll be glad to have you as a partner of motorvoter.com. Go to Marketing Pulpit. Look at the events. Come on out. Support these people. Join these events. Get that information. And that's going to wrap up the show for today, folks. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time. And you gotta do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.